What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 5, Shamrock Rovers 1. Sparky Plano, man of the match, getting a hat-trick, making him the Conference League top goal scorer as Chelsea proceed into the knockout stages of the tournament. It was never in doubt, really. A great but assured performance by Chelsea. Youngsters on show, Tariq George and Joshua Chimbong, both making their starts for Chelsea after signing senior contracts and being brought into the first team. On to the next. It's as simple as that, to be honest. And I'll hand you over to Tom for the stats.
But before I hand you over to Tom, obviously you've got to come listen to my dulcet tones as I've headed back to the studio to give you everything you need to know. Of course, a massive result for Chelsea, as I said in the voice note review. Top of the league in the Conference League, heading straight into the knockout phases. But more importantly, we've got to talk about Mark Guay or Sparky Plano. If you listen to Final Score, The Score, you get the nickname Guay, like Plano and Sparky because he's called Mark. It's pretty self-explanatory, but top goal scorer in the Conference League, looking maybe like we could have a hell of a play on our hands. And this is what Enzo Maresca had to say about him.
With Mark, the problem is that sometimes probably we forget the age. He's the same age than Joshua Chipong, Thai, born 06. He already scored 5-6 goals in this competition. And since we start, he's working well. He's taking his chance, and he knows that with Nicolas there, with Christo there, it's not easy for him, but it's important that he continue to work in the right way.
So, Nicolas Jackson in the way of Mark Guay, or Guiu. Tom's going to have to teach me the name. He speaks Spanish. He studied it to a certain level. He'll nail it probably in terms of pronunciation in the stats. But a player on our hands here, £6 million from Barcelona. He's only 18. Is this player going to be featuring for Chelsea anytime soon? But, as mentioned, at being 18 years of age, so were a few players that played for Chelsea today and in that age bracket, two of which were promoted to the senior squad this week in Tariq George and Joshua Chimpong. This is what Enzo Maresca had to say about these young players.
I'm very excited. First of all, with the performance, with the result, once again, I think they show how serious they are, how professional they are. In this kind of games, sometimes it's easy to drop. But first of all, they know that they are not allowed to drop. And second, that we need to show that we are serious, we are professional. And once again, I think they show that. And then, yeah, has been also a good chance for the young players, some of them. So we are very happy.
The sky is the limit for the Chelsea Academy once again, proving its value and why, if we're going to be very frank, it is the best academy in football. Now, of course, you will have realised that you haven't heard Dan today. That is because he's very busy having a great time for Christmas with his missus and he's earned it. He's worked so hard this year. So let's leave him in peace. And of course, we'll hand you over to Tom, who's going to give you all the numbers behind the game.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Well, on a day like today, I think it's only right that we talk about the hat-trick scorer, Mr. Guiu himself. Of course, Chelsea with a comfortable 5-1 win over Shamrock Rovers, and Mark Guiu has scored a hat-trick on a day where some young players were involved. As has already been said, Josh Achimpong, Tariq George both getting involved. And Guiu has had a few moments already in the Chelsea shirt. He's scored a couple of goals. He scored a hat-trick tonight, and he was class. He had only four shots, so to score from four shots, three goals from four shots is obviously very, very good indeed. And he actually only had 21 touches of the ball all game as well, which means that obviously if you're good at maths, or even not good at maths, if you can do maths, that obviously means that in every seven touches of the ball, he scored a goal. One in every seven of his touches was a goal. So a very productive night for him, very productive night for Chelsea, and very easy, to be honest, as we kind of hoped the Conference League would be, and it has been. And we march through to the next round. Everton away on Sunday will be more challenging, I fear. But for the Chelsea B team, as you call them, featuring Marco Correa, who obviously also scored, it's a job done.
So, that's everything you need to know about the game against Shamrock Rovers. One more thing I do want to say before we wrap up. For those that weren't in the game today, they won't have seen the Shamrock Rovers fans. absolutely fantastic support, aside from the obvious where they were chucking toilet roll and Nkunku when he was taking the corner. Great support, good crack, as I say in Ireland, and people who were just simply fantastic to chat to after the game as well. So, however they get on, best of luck to them for the rest of their season. And more importantly, guys, we'll be back for your Everton preview. And of course, you'll be hearing Final Score with The Score, so you don't miss a single Chelsea fix. But I have been Louis Beneventi. That was Tom Masters. This has been the Chelsea Echo. Make sure you give us a 5-star review if you enjoy the pod. It really helps us out, and it means that I can pay for the strepsils that quite evidently I need. And we'll see you for the next one.